High above the Harbor Freeway in downtown Los Angeles, a work of art is on display. Although the more than 150,000 motorists who drive under it every day and the California Department of Transportation didn't know it until now. Richard Ankrum installed additions which were designed to state specifications and show drivers the way to the Golden State Freeway. Mr. Ankrum joins us. First of all, Mr. Ankrum, describe exactly what it is you put on the highway sign.
It's called a cardinal directional sign, which is the familiar badge or shield shape. And then that part number is G27. And the directional sign that just says north, the white letters on a green panel, that's part number G47, a directional sign.
Okay, so how did you do this? Particularly matching the paint and getting these signs, these little works of art, exactly to state specification?
It's on the internet, and it's a manual, design manual called MUCTED, which is the manual on the Uniform Traffic Control Devices. This particular situation that I did with these signs, I made them match what was there.
Mm-hmm.
And those are button reflectors that they don't use anymore.
Okay, button reflectors. You had to go out and buy these things that look exactly what the highway department uses. Where'd you find them?
I eventually found them. It took me several months because they're obsolete, and they were in a warehouse in Tacoma, Washington. And I eventually got them because they were a certain size that would fit and match everything.
Mm-hmm. So it had to look exactly right.
Yeah.
How'd you match the paint?
I took a color swatch and walked right out to a sign near the ramp and just compared it.
Now, how did you do this? You installed this in August. Nobody saw you?
Oh, well, the people that saw me didn't, because I was wearing a hard hat and a vest. I put a sort of a fake construction company magnet on the side of the truck. The logo was called Aesthetic Deconstruction, and the way I painted it, it just really said construction if you looked at it at a glance. If you looked twice, you'd probably realize there was something wrong with that.
And what if the police came up to you and said, where's your work permit?
Well, I made one. I made a bogus work order, even with the pink copy underneath, made all that on the computer. So if that did happen, I would just play dumb and go, well, I got this order, and okay, if you don't want me here, I'll leave, and just sort of talk my way out of it.
This is considered trespassing. Is it also considered vandalism?
Apparently not. I have, in a way, gotten, as the story is broken, Caltrans is sort of left in an awkward position. So they're not going to take it down. They're going to leave it there, because California's in the process of re-signing the entire state.
They're in the process of re-signing the entire state?
Yes. And then eventually, when they get to this section, they're going to redo the entire sign. And they will probably, at this point, put that 5 North up there that should have been there, when they put in that part of the freeway.
So this is public art. It's also public service, huh?
It's that. It catches a little bit of everything. Conceptual art, performance art, functional art, representational art, forgery, and also the state of affairs in the art world, the gallery system, the white walls, the museums, vanity galleries. All of these other topics are brought up, and they're just sort of all washed aside with this sort of a little fluke that I did.
Little fluke being a highway sign that people drove under for 9 months and didn't notice.
Right. Well, they did notice it, and they didn't. Now they're noticing, but, that's also sort of fun, I thought, that make work that everybody could see, yet it was invisible.
Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Richard Ankrum is an artist and a freelance sign painter. He joined us from Los Angeles.